All right, welcome to the Medicine Show. This is a variety show with the broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence, and tonight's guests are Irish folk music singer Brian O'Brien and Shireen Ochterlony on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These nations were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender, and we'd like to give thanks to those, to local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And so, there's no prescription, because who am I to prescribe anything? I'm not a doctor. Anyway, welcome to the Medicine Show. Tonight we have some special guest hosts here in the studio. Christopher Heinemann and Ali Ghazani, they're here. Christopher's going to be taking over, is doing DJing for us tonight. So how's it going, Christopher? Are you here with us?
I am.
In more than spirit?
I'm DJing tonight.
You're DJing. Oh. You're like virtual DJing.
Okay.
Right on, people.
I think I can do that.
Okay, you're listening to Shaggy and his song Hope, and that's nice. So we're going to be listening to Art Napoleon and The River Knows Your Name, which is a John Hyatt cover. Well, this particular song is a dedication to... Well, it's a dedication to the watershed people protesting. I'm caught on my tongue. We'll discuss it all after these songs. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show and hear later from our guest, Brian O'Brien. And Shireen Ochterlony. Thank you.
Down. your name. From Ann Jagger to New Jackal to Slocane. No two journeys are ever quite the same. But that river knows your name. Oh, the river knows your name. Yeah, the river knows your name.
Hello. Welcome back to the Madison Show. How come I don't hear myself? Can you?
No.
Oh, because I'm on number three. Hi, welcome back to the Medicine Show. Well, as I said, we're starting out with some guest hosts who are distracting me.
Yeah, it's all our fault. Yeah.
Shift the blame. Actually, that was Art Napoleon, The River Knows Your Name, which is a John Hiatt cover. And it's a song dedicated to the Peace River Watershed Defenders. And it's for pure listening pleasure and not for monetary gain. As you know, a lot of people are against the development of the of that big sightsee dam and the damage that's going on up there. So support.
You're supposed to watch our language, right?
Yes, no. I can't see it, though. It's flowing through the airwaves. Okay, so what song have you got queued up for us now? I think it's...
We have Serotone, and it's Pure Seed.
Excellent. Love Serotone. She's from Portland, Oregon. And she was here for the Blessed Coast Music Festival last year. I do believe she may be coming again this year. Is anybody interested in going to the Blessed Coast Music Festival? That'll be happening up in Squamish. And big shout-outs to Kala and Buck McCoe and all the people from the Blessed Coast Music Festival. Let her rip! Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Serotone on the Medicine Show.
If we're gonna live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love each other. Live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love our farmers. It's almost unbelievable. Grow food that is inedible. A story undigestible. It's way beyond enough. Tricks they try to pull. We are not the gullible. Connected at the root, we will plant your seed that will surely grow. Grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for pure seed. Grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for Ishmael's. Grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for pure seed. Pure seed. Seeding Willamette Valley, pure seed across the land, pure seed in Rogue Valley, yeah. Pure seed across the land, pure seed in Sacramento Valley, pure seed across the land. We best believe, 'cause the season don't come changing everything. We best believe, 'cause the season don't come changing everything. Like spring into the summer where the rain it bring the thunder leaves rising strong from the wintry dreams. I'm slumber ponder this, as clear as the mist grew thick in the thick of it. Like stuck consciousness, we might drift in a ship of myself up in the river, getting blessed by the stream, getting clean, sweet blessings sinking deep. I can feel it in my feet, you know my roots run deep. I'm a dreamer saving my seeds. Pure corn seed, ish mice, pure corn seed, pure corn seed, ish mice, pure everything, pure everything. Ha 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 ha
Join the ritual, rejoice and celebrate, and socially engaged. Gaia culture integration, star nation on high. Give it thanks for the sky from my heart through my eyes. My ears, I hear the light. Reflect, connect, inspire as these leave me reaching higher. Cause we'll keep reaching higher. We'll keep reaching higher as our roots run deep. We are dreamers saving our seeds. Pure corn seed, pure corn seed. Ish mice, ish mice. Pure corn seed, ish mice, pure corn seed, pure corn seed, ish mice, pure everything, pure seed in this valley, pure seed across the land, pure seed in Waimea Valley, yeah. Pure seed across the land, pure seed in Maui County. Pure seed in every valley, pure seed across the land. So we're gonna live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love each other. Live,
live, live.
Are we on?
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We have Jason Lawrence with us in the studio this evening.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be your guest, Chris Heineman.
All right. All right. So what did you bring with you today?
Well, today I'm here to talk about myself because, you know, it's all about me, you know.
You do seem like a pretty great guy.
Well, actually, to humble it right down, I should be a little bit more serious about the topic. This song that I'm going to play for you is one that was just finished mastering a couple weeks ago. So we did play it once before, but we're going to play it again. It's a song called No Shame. It was recorded with the Sons of Granville and Ari Neufeld and Chris Kuto. And not Ari Neufeld. Sorry. Gee whiz. That was just terrible. Ariel Barnes from the VSO. So, now this song is going to be part of a soundtrack for a documentary from the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network that is documenting a health crisis in Saskatchewan of an HIV epidemic that is gone like it's way big, and it is being compared to an African country. It's one of the highest communities in the world for such a high infection rate. And so we went to Saskatchewan and did some filming for this documentary, and I saw the numbers, the statistics, and they were so high. And talking to these people and listening to them came up with the inspiration for this song. So the documentary will be out this summer, and this is called No Shame. So let's take a listen to it.
From this house you are born, this is who we are. You can never be torn, even when you are far, far, far. The home fire burns to welcome no
outside can make cold. Yesterday is gone, even when we are told. We can't lose sight of this bond. There's hope in my heart that we'll make our way back home. There is no shame in compassion, but there's dignity in love. And I'm positive that you're positive, and blood still flows through your veins. It's never too late to journey teaches us love, a new perspective on life. Like a medicine, we all balance and inside can be the compass back
FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team Power Smart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
My time.
That was Matt Storm on The Medicine Show. Featuring broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Anyway, Matt Storm is also Medicine Show family. He has been on the show a couple times. And bless him, what a smooth voice that is. And before that, we did hear the No Shame song. And No Shame, as I was saying, had a couple of, it was kind of like an all-star song. And one of them was Chris Kuto from Kutapira. So,
guess what we have up next?
I don't think I can hear you very well there, Christopher. Oh, what did you say?
Guess what we have up next, Jason?
I don't know, Christopher. Tell me who's up next.
We have some Kutapira.
Kutapira.
With Peaceful Man.
And that's featuring Chris Kuto on percussion, amongst other things. We'll be right back.
myself through the years, looking for something, looking for something, riding in circles for something we don't even know what for. We wanted to grow. Too fast for you, wanted to go back. Once upon a time, you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. Remember when dress up was a fun game? Now it ain't the same. It's tight skirt, lipstick, red cup, and they ask us why we're in the days. The drugs that we are blazing to, the Barbie dolls we played with, and the G.I. Joe militants got anorexia bumping, and your children shooting got confused boys and girls, cause they played with Ken and Barbie, and she likes she and he likes he, but they're scared. What if society don't like me? And she wants to be that girl on MTV. Now she's struggling to feed herself and her baby. 16 and pregnant is a real reality. No, she's supporting her and paying those diaper fees. And then to get yourself a degree so you can get a job and succeed. No, I think I want to be who I be. Your expectations will be the death of me. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. Wanted to go back. Once upon a time, you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. It's all disappeared with my dreams. Now my fears lost myself through the years.
That was Jazzy T with Mermaids on The Medicine Show. We'll be right back.
Fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading headphones. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, coming up real soon here, we're going to have Brian O'Brien come into the studio. For right now, we are going to leave you with a double shot of Kula Shaker from their album Peasants, Pigs, and Astronauts. I'm Still Here and Shower Your Love on The Medicine Show.
I was sure I heard you singing while my head was broken up, while my world in flames was rearranged. Oh, I'm still here in a blazing forest fire, in a web of my own desires, in a place that we are destined to return, on an ocean I can't fathom, in a truth I can't unravel. Oh, I'm still. Oh, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Done.
That was Kula Shaker on The Medicine Show, and now we have Brian O'Brien and
Coolio.
Shireen Akhtaloni in the studio.
All right. Well, welcome, Brian O'Brien and Shireen Akhtaloni. Did I say it right?
Akhtaloni.
Akhtaloni. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I... Anyway, so Brian O'Brien was born in Limerick City, Ireland. He started guitar and singing when he was 11, performing with his father, brothers, and sister at Mass every Sunday. And he played in a band with his brother in a heavy metal band for over 10 years. He began to perfect and master songwriting and poetry after that and decided he wanted to be a songwriter. He is now recording and performing when he can and just constantly trying to learn and broaden his mind. You bend spoons with your mind by any chance? I'm sorry. Okay. Finding that it does generate more peace of body and mind than he knows what to do with. So I got a question right off the bat. What does peace of body mean?
Well, I meant to say peace and body.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to ask. And do you know any good limericks?
No. If you gave me 25 minutes, I could write one.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll get back to you on that. This show is just getting started here. And then, so can you please introduce Shireen for me? Because I don't want to get her name wrong again.
Well, Shireen... Shireen is an incredible musician.
Oh.
And I first noticed her playing in traditional Irish music sessions in Johnny Fox's downtown Vancouver. And where a lot of people in the room wouldn't have noticed her value as a musician, I did.
Snatched her right up.
Oh, yeah, I spotted her right away. So I was like a poacher. I was like, hey, you wanna make music? And Shireen, not even knowing her, like almost not knowing her worth, was just like, all right, okay. Nonchalantly.
How humble.
Yeah, quite humble in her,
Christopher,
in her craft.
Well, Christopher, you had this event down in the park recently, and these two were playing on stage, I noticed.
Sure were. The Brian O'Brien Show.
Oh, that was post-poach.
Post-poaching.
Yeah.
She had already been poached.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Haywood Bandstand at Alexander Park. Yeah, that was glorious. That was such a great thing.
It
was, man. Right. And what a show. You guys really cooked that day. That was some playing, I must say. I loved it.
It was interesting because as I was arriving to the park, Shireen disappeared. I met her as she was on her way to just disappearing to the beach to rehearse my songs. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go drink a beer. After which I realized I should probably go and hang out with Shireen and focus on some of these songs I wrote. And then I found Shireen as she was returning to the park. And then I said, all right, do a U-turn. We're going back. So me and a band of merry musicians returned to the park, started playing tunes while tourists and locals looked on, bemused.
I must say it did work out well. So... So I've babbled on and kept on prodding you all for instruments. Just say hello.
Well, I suppose I have to now. Hello, everybody.
Shireen.
Thank you. That was Shireen.
That's the beauty with Shireen.
Can
She's
we
short
hear
and
some
sweet.
Of your lovely, is it fiddle or violin?
I call it a fiddle because I play folk music mostly, but it's the same instrument, essentially.
Okay, well, I once said to Thomas Beckman, hey, nice violin. And he goes, that's a viola. So, you know, I have to ask. I'm just getting an education here.
Or maybe he just has small hands.
I once said to Samuel Jackson, what do you got there, a violin? He goes, no, that's a mandolin.
I've heard the long version of this story.
And that's about all I have to say about that.
So,
but it actually happened. Anyway.
Well, as much as I like to say less talking and more music, we always end up babbling. So how about a tune so we can hear what all of this rambling is about?
Yes.
Rambling, gambling man. Sorry.
Remind me to explain this song.
All right.
Okay.
I would like to ask now, but actually we should get to the music, I guess. So.
Yeah, sure.
What's it called?
It's called O'Callaghan.
O'Callaghan. Is that with a GH somewhere in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you know how to spell this. Good. Let it rip.
All right. You ready, Shereen? All right. One, two, one, two, three, four. Callahan, my love is all she made. Stirs you up like Shakespeare's sugar spoon. Like every dog that ever strayed, love is all she ever made. Love is all she ever made with you. Her apple tree in O'Callaghan, my love is all she made. Honey roasted in the back of your saloon. Like a heathen from a harvest moon who'd kill to watch her body bloom. Love is all she ever made with you. And O'Callaghan by the Whistling Bridge, love was all she made. And the Shannon Bank, her lust would lay awake. The peering eyes and the hear the skies, stars like diamonds empathize and shine about the love she made with you. Just move along now, son. Just move along now, son. This woman isn't real. Just move along now, son. Just move along now, son. Just something that you feel. Oh, move along now, son. Just move along now, son. The dreamer of your pain. Move along now, son. Move along now, son. No two women are the same. Such calamity in O'Callaghan, when love is all she made. Shapeless in the sadness of the morn. Not so sweet of her to let you know that no further on would she rather go. No longer will her love be made with you. Oh, well, pardon me, O'Callaghan, but the stranger in my dreams, she lingers like those cigarettes and wine. Over from the time that serves me well to walk about the streets of hell and dream about the love that we once made. Oh, from the shadow bank of O'Callaghan to the shore of Horseshoe Bay, I think about the one that got away. And what would have haunted me would have followed me. And O'Callaghan now said to me, boy, I promise you, no two women are the same. Just move along now, son. Just move along now, son. This woman isn't real. Move along now, son. Move along now, son. Just something that you feel. Move along now, son. Move along now, son. The dreamer of a pain. Move along now, son. Move along now, son. No two women are the same. Callahan, my love is all she made. Stirred you up like Shakespeare's sugar spoon. And like every dog that ever strayed, well, a fool is all she ever made. And a fool is all she ever made of you.
O'Brien, Shereen Akhtar-Aloni. Did I say it right that time?
You did say it right that time.
Woohoo! All right.
Beautiful stuff. So, Brian, as promised, you were going to explain this. Explain yourself. What have you done? No two women are the same?
No, yeah, because the saying is every woman is the same, right?
Oh, right.
That old saying.
Yeah, like snowflakes. I've seen two of their same. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're twins.
Scientists have finally found two snowflakes that are the same.
They created them in a lab, but...
Well, I think
genetically modified, of course.
I think like no two women are the same is kind of like the hope a man or like a woman saying no two men are the same. You know, it's like It's like that hope. It's like what keeps you going? If you go out with a woman, you have a relationship with that woman and it doesn't work out, why would you try again? Why would you meet somebody else? If you actually believe that every woman is the same, because no two women are the same. The same way no two snowflakes are the same, right?
Absolutely.
You pick a new one up, it's different. It's got a different story, right?
Well, don't you just hate to hear, Shereen, don't you just hate to hear, like, when a guy just can't win you over and they say, hey, you got a twin sister?
Well, Shereen?
I've actually never had anyone say that to me, so I don't know. I guess I might hate it.
Oh, it's so irritating. I get it all the time. Hey, you got a twin sister, Jason?
But
sorry.
So what I will say about the song is this. My father once told me every song has been written. And that it was something, as a child, I decided I wanted to be a songwriter, whether I knew it or not, it's what I wanted to be. And I had trouble with that statement. Because it's your dad, right?
Uh-huh.
And everything you know about music comes from a musician, and this musician happens to be your father. So you're like, this is truth. And then it took me a few years to realize that every song has, it's true what he said, every song has been written, and maybe even written 1,000 times. However, not every angle has been written.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So with that being said, it completely changed my perspective on songwriting. So when it came to a woman, everyone is very used to the idea of someone writing a song about a woman and the perspective being from that person talking about that woman and the breakup and the heartache and the yada 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 and the blah 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 blah. And we've heard it 1,000 times. We've heard this song. It's great.
Yes, I've heard that song.
Yeah. But what I thought an interesting angle would be if I revisited in my mind the place where she and I broke up, and I thought about other things that were in that place at that time and the perspective of the breakup from that, whether it be a person or an inanimate object, be it a car, be it a river, be it riverbank, be it a leaf or maybe a tree. In this case, it was an oak tree, and this oak tree happened to be planted and growing for many years in a place called O'Callaghan Strand, which was the riverbank of the Shannon River in Limerick City, in my home. And basically, I'm seeking counsel in this inanimate object that I don't know has any feelings or anything, but it's this oak tree that's counseling me and telling me to move on and telling me that no two women are the same. So, but basically what I realized, having gone through the cathartic process of writing that song, I realized that me as a songwriter placing that angle from the song, being from an inanimate object, being it a tree, it was actually my subconscious being my counsel in that period in my life and helping me to overcome that issue, being the breakup. And instead of it, it's like what was easy for me to view as the counsel, I saw it as a tree, but really it was my subconscious.
You really are a songwriter, man. This is like intense. Actually, I do know a guy that said that, you know, being an actual musician from the exact opposite perspective is that, you know, even a tree can be your audience. And that that totally reminds me of that. But yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and what a wonderful concept. So
yeah, I mean, I just thought it was different. I mean, like, I couldn't, like, the song has been written 1,000 times, right?
Yeah.
So what's different? Like, the angle. You have to think about the angle, right?
Well, I think that's another thing that makes up a good song is when you really give those details that sticks in your mind that makes it unique, you know, like, I mean, like you said, the leaves on the ground, what was the smell in the air? What was the temperature out at that time?
Yeah.
And it bring, and then you bring those elements into the song. So
absolutely. Using the elements.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very important thing.
How are we doing? What are you looking at me for, Christopher? Is it time?
It's time.
It's time to say we are broadcasting on the Medicine Show, CITR. We're broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on the Medicine Show from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish Territory, Musqueam Land. And
you knew exactly what I was saying, and I didn't even say it. That's
yeah, there you
cool.
go. See, it's the Psychic Friends Network. I'm sure Dionne Warwick would be proud.
Impressive. Definitely impressive. So you got another song for us?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a couple.
Cool.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Which one?
Slash Me for a While?
Yeah.
Or We'll
just do it. A song to Me
for
a
While? Well, hang on. We should end on something together.
Okay, so you do yours.
Okay. No, okay.
But you can still jam along, right?
No.
I don't know if you've ever heard this.
What's it called?
This is a song called A Little Town Called Agnes.
I'm sorry. It was. Oh, wait. Hold on. We're going to get this one again. It's called what?
A Little Town Called Agnes.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah?
Let her rip.
All right. Okay. This is it. My sweet nothings laying on my graves in a little town called Agnes. There I live beneath the bridge of a young love song, a song called Say Fini. It enlisted me upon the most gentle breeze that hummed the fife of sadness, and it enlisted me upon the most gentle breeze in a little town called Agnes. Well, it's a shame about your memories. I heard they're drinking at the bar, and to each and all of you I sing forgiveness. Well, you can try forget it all, but they've hung your picture on the wall in a little town called Agnes. And there's choir singing, I love you, to the tune of Symphony. I love you from the winter of a summer memory. All my sweet nothings are just unborn days off the shore of a town called Agnes. Love's archaic faith puts a cross upon your back, makes you walk it through the breeze that sang your sadness. Is that St. Anthony's holy candle, or just a soldier's dying roar? You to either lose yourself or find yourself at war. I used to bloom along the coast, but now I'm haunted by the ghost. About a mile outside a little town called Agnes. Well, I've been trying to find my memories. Well, I heard they're drinking at the bar, and there were scallywags telling stories of my madness. And to he who takes my place, may you serve with love and grace. In a little town called Agnes. And there's choir singing, I love you, to the tune of symphony. I love you from the winter of a summer memory. I love you, a dying wish, a love's discarded dream. Yeah. Oh, my darling, save me. Oh, my darling, save me. Oh, my darling, save me. Oh, my darling, please forgive me. Sinead.
Brian O'Brien on the Brian. Medicine Show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries, man.
That's very emotional. And so you've been singing many, many years. How'd you get all that whiskey on your tone?
Whiskey.
It sounds like you drink some or smoke something. It's really nice. I like that smoky tone of the voice.
Yeah, I was just basically what my dad did after the choir and the singing and all that. He basically pitched a tent and hung me outside in a line, smoking over a fire for about 14 years. And
well, it sure did. It sure helped, didn't it?
Yeah. And that's what happened. Yeah. No, I just drink a lot, man. That's what happened. Yeah, I drink a lot of booze.
You know, it's really bad advice, but it sure sounds cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. Oh, well, I used to scream into a microphone for a long time. Well, I don't
know. The heavy metal band. That's probably where all that comes from.
Yeah, so I used
to. What a great combo. Yeah. Irish heavy metal.
Yeah. You were in a heavy metal band?
I was in a heavy metal band for 10 years.
No 10 years way. With his brother.
Yeah, it was good fun. I mean, it was a good thing to do for, like, you know, whether I was 15 or 18, whatever it was, like, it was a great time, you know? I mean, it, like, when you're a young fella, you haven't a clue what you're doing in life, you know? Some fellas go off under a bridge and smoke a load of weed, and some fellas join a metal band and just play music, you know?
And so that was a cover band, right? Or did somebody else do the writing?
I wrote the music with the other members of the band.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But in this thing, it was kind of like, it's just me, and it was kind of like, I mean, moving on to this, I mean, with the acoustic guitar and singing and writing, when you're playing metal music, it doesn't really matter what you're saying. You know, exactly. Yeah. You could have just said, I climbed a lamppost, found a tennis ball, and gave it back to the owner.
That's right. And who would have known?
I mean, you could
He's
have said
a good
that.
Neighbor. Tennis ball.
I mean, that's literally what you could have said. However, with an acoustic guitar, and
I know people like, start to pay attention to the lyrics.
It matters what you say, so that's something that I was like a moth to the flame, you know. And when you get involved in that kind of style of music, you start thinking about that alone, like that, like you could actually say something that matters. And when you actually do start writing things and you believe it matters, it doesn't actually matter what people think. Because when you are playing metal music and you're saying, I climbed a lamppost and found a tennis ball and gave it back to the owner, all that you care about is like other 15-year-olds beating the living hell out of each other in a mosh pit. And it's the cause and effect. And then you go home and you go, hey, man, I really like that song about the lamppost and the tennis ball. But deep down, you're like, oh, cool, man. I'm glad you beat the living shit out of the man next to you. Jeez. I mean, that's the return as far as metal music is concerned. But that served me well as a child. Mm-hmm. However, now I'm looking for something more deep.
Yeah, a lot of people say heavy metal music is therapeutic. It helps you get your angst out, that kind of thing. It has medicinal benefit.
I would agree.
It's cathartic, you know.
For sure.
As long as you're not in a mosh pit. And then it actually hurts.
Painful.
Well, I mean, I turned out all right.
We were talking before this last song about who's going to play what song. Did you have a song of your own, or are you guys going to be playing one next together?
They're all his. So.
Okay, so let's hear the next one that has you in it again. That was a lot of fun as well. Mm-hmm. Great combo. And so what's the next song? With her in it.
It's a song called A Song to Me Farewell.
It sort of gets me off the microphone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you want to say something about it, Shireen? What it means to you, or how it makes you feel when you play that song? Or
That was a really deep question.
is this something we should have talked about earlier?
This is probably something we should have talked about earlier.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah.
I think it just... playing music with you, and particularly this song, I think it's the first one we recorded, actually,
I believe
together.
So, yeah.
I don't know, like, when I play music with people, it gives me a huge connection with them, and this one is that for me. It's my musical connection.
Well, there's something I didn't know. I'm glad I asked.
And if I remember correctly, this was a song about the lasting legacy of your artwork, of your music.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess this is something I was hoping that any songwriter could connect with. Basically, any songwriter would hope that their music would, that they'd be remembered through their music. And the song was inspired by two things. A quote I heard from either a movie or someone saying it on a bus that I overheard. I can't really remember, but the first thing that inspired this was someone once said, you die twice. The first time you die is physically. And the second time you die is the last time someone speaks your name. Hmm. So if you are immortalized through song, be it Jimi Hendrix or whomever, you're laughing.
See, that sounds like something Cicero might have said. Just saying.
No, I'm not saying that I'm comparing myself to Jimi Hendrix by any means. Please, God, don't assume that. But it's just basically something
He's great.
But, Jimi Hendrix is great. But, the other thing that inspired this song was an old Scottish poem that was put to an Irish tune called The Parting Glass, which basically, I wrote this song after hearing a version that a dear friend of mine wrote, that recorded of The Parting Glass. It was originally made famous by the Clancy brothers, but my friend Muireann Nic Eolaithe from Dingle County, Kerry in Ireland, recorded this tune, and her singing that tune inspired me to write this song. It's called A Parting Glass. It's the last drink you have with your friends before you die. And that inspired me to write this song. It's like, this is my farewell to the people I leave behind. It's called A Song to Me Farewell. And what's interesting about this song is that Muireann Nic Eolaithe, who inspired me to write this song, played flute on this song in the recording.
No way.
Swear to God. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which was beautiful. A humongous bonus for the tune.
Dreams come to life, eh?
Absolutely,
life,
man.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's serendipitous in a way.
Cool. Very cool.
So this is a song called A Song to Me Farewell.
All right.
And it goes a little something like this.
On the Medicine Show.
On the Medicine Show, yeah. Thanks. By the way, thanks a lot, guys, for having us. Cheers.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no worries.
And with, of course, Shireen, I gotta learn how to say your name properly. Can you say your name?
Yeah, it's Shireen Ochterlony.
It's a learning experience.
It's Scottish. It's all right if you don't get it the first time.
It is.
It's
Scottish Gaelic, my last name, so.
So it takes a couple of goes. Write down your phone, you won't forget. Here we go. A song to me for a while. Let me trace between the ballads of where my mind would rather go, for having known them in my youth, they'll vanish when I'm old. Will you sing to me farewell? There my voice will bow and buckle, flawless and an undertone, so never then will I again so free my peaceful mind to roam. Will you sing to me farewell? Will you sing to me farewell? For this I'll pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. Quiet of a melancholy moon, within the dying of a candle, once such melodies did bloom. Oh, will you sing to me farewell? There you find me being taken from my youth and loving own, have me buried in the ballads of where my mind used rather go. Oh, will you sing to me farewell? Will you sing to me farewell? For this I'll pray for you in heaven, the rebel drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven. Well, if you sing to me farewell. Should you lay me out to rest or go with Jackie about the moors, forever then I shall with him sing on forevermore. Will you sing to me farewell? Will you sing to me farewell? For this I'll pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. Heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, or I will drink to you in hell. I will pray for you in heaven, if you sing to me farewell.
Brian, right. O'Brien, and Shireen Ochterlony.
Jason's really good at pronouncing people's names.
Well, that's okay. She says it's okay. So we were going to take a quick break here. And do you have things queued up there for a commercial, or are we going to put on a song?
Oh, we'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy.
Live Band.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Adults 19 and older can learn to cook or bake with blueberries in a short one-day class at the Richmond Nature Park this summer. Learn about blueberries' numerous health benefits from dietitian Jessica Wang and join a nature walk to search for and learn about bog blueberries.
All supplies are provided. Register online at richmond.ca/register or call the Nature House at 604-718-6188. Baking with blueberries takes place July 16th. Cooking with Blueberries, July 23rd, both from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Richmond Nature Park.
Okay, we're back on the Medicine Show with Brian O'Brien and Shireen Ochterlony, and they're going to do us one more song. What's it called?
It's called The Ballad of the Campfire Smile.
Oh, nice. All right, so let's let her fly.
All right. Thanks a lot for having us, guys.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming.
No worries.
On the Medicine Show, Brian O'Brien and Shireen Ochterlony.
All right. Sold a favor to a coffin merchant who made a fortune in the mines. He said the devil stole a ballad from him and I'll get it back, his fortune's mine. He said invite him to a campfire, slip poison sapphires in his wine, and you take anything you want, son. Anything but the ballad of the campfire smile. Don't let him know that he's been tampered with, that you're a liar and a thief. You see, the devil's got a temper, son. Know all about it when you meet. Well, the day you got hired, wrote 3 days out, going light a fire that'll never put out. Still the rest of my day singing the ballad of the campfire smile. Oh, yeah. The
fire speaking, heard him moving through the pines. He came and joined me by my fireside. He knew every word to every line. He said, I know all about the coffin merchant and about the sapphires and the wine. When you're not the first to come and take it, son, you won't be the last to ever try. Well, I bet he told you about my temper, didn't he? Then I'm a rescue and a child. Well, I have no mercy for your sober soul. Pour that wine and drink with me. Well, the day it got higher, the road 3 days south, the goal light a fire that'll never put out. Spend the rest of my day singing the ballad of the campfire smile. Ooh, well, I try to beat the devil, but the devil beat me. None of that matters now, will come to be. Oh, forever here singing the ballad of the campfire smile. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tried to be the devil, but the devil beat me. None of that matters now, I've come to be. Oh, forever here singing the ballad of the campfire smile. Oh, well, I'll be forever here singing ballad of the campfire smile. Oh, forever here singing the ballad of the campfire smile. Oh, just me and the devil drinking and singing. Shireen, yeah.
Yeah!
Woo. Beautiful! Brian O'Brien and Jim Octoloni on The Medicine Show.
Thanks a lot for having us, fellas.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Blast. Okay, we have... Am I up loud enough there in that microphone? Yes, I guess I am. So we're come to the end of our show on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter every Friday night from 11 to 12:30 on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land, Coast Salish territory. Tune in next week to hear some more live music. And coming up next is the late night show
with DJ Ray.
Ray. DJ Ray, Ray, what's happening?
He's here in the studio. Happening, all right.
All right, hey, I think he left without queuing up a song.
Oh, no.
Okay, so take it to the script. Go down to the bottom there and play that last song there. It says